Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Lee Adcock.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me this morning.
You bet. This is pretty exciting news, a $25,000 grant from the Newman's Foundation. Let's talk about what are you going to do with this money? Why did you apply for it?
Well, we know that there are service people returning back to the states in increasing numbers, and you know, Women's Food and Ag Network exists as a network for women who are interested in farming, particularly the small-scale, diversified farming, raising food. So we know that right now there are about 18,000 female veterans in Iowa, and an increasing number of them are interested in exploring careers in farming. So our grant from the Newman's Own Foundation is going to be used in 2014 to start a network within our larger network for those women vets who are interested in farming in Iowa. And we're going to offer them some programming, including on- and off-farm mentorship, where they can work with an experienced woman farmer in the kind of farm operation they're interested in learning more about, and also some business planning classes for the women vets so they can put together business plans and think about the kind of business they'd like to build.
Lee, there are a couple of things that you mentioned that may be a surprise to people. One is the number of women vets in Iowa, 18,000. That's maybe...
it surprised me, and I was doing the research on the website of the Veterans Administration. They maintain all those figures. So we'd really like to let as many of them as possible know about these opportunities in 2014.
And they may be having a harder time finding a job than the men are, and that's been difficult.
They are. You know, we've discovered over time the Department of Labor statistics show that vets in general have somewhat higher unemployment rates than the general population, unfortunately. And I know there are lots of great programs out there now trying to help with that transition. But we also know that the women vets have an even higher rate of unemployment. So we would love to be able to mitigate that.
The other thing that you mentioned that may surprise some people is that women, more women are interested in farming. That's sort of a across the nation interest.
It is. You know, we've seen those figures in the Department of Ag Census, the growth in the number of women primary operators that went up 30% between 2002 and 2007. That growth is reflected in the growth of networks like ours, and there are networks similar to ours popping up all over the country. So, and it's interesting to me that a lot of the women, particularly the young women who are interested in starting small-scale ag farms or rural businesses, didn't grow up on farms. So, you know, these are women who feel drawn to grow food and, you know, be part of their community food security. One of the really nice quotes that I've heard from a returning vet here in Iowa was that, you know, we're used to serving in the military. That's our mission. And when we come back home, there's really no greater service we can provide than growing food for our community.
It's very exciting. And that says to me, when you were saying, you know, women who are interested in farming really haven't had farm experience, that's a really important reason to have those mentoring programs.
It is. You know, we know that, and all of us who have been working with beginning farmers know that they say the highest indicator of success for a new farmer is to have that opportunity to actually work on the farm, you know, and it's not always easy to find those opportunities. So Women's Food and Ag Network has been offering those on-farm mentorships for aspiring farmers, women farmers, for many years. And right now we're able to actually do that on a fairly widespread basis in Iowa and Nebraska as a result of a grant we've gotten from the USDA Beginning Farmer Program. So we're very thankful for that, and it gives us the chance, as you mentioned, not only to place some aspiring women farmers on farms for 10 weeks during the growing season, but also we can match up beginning farmers who are already running their farms but who would like to have a mentorship relationship, what we call an off-farm mentorship, with another farmer so that they can just talk with them on a regular basis and get some good advice on, you know, marketing or production practices, things that they'd like to learn more about.
Yeah, farming isn't just being out there digging in the dirt. You have to start at the beginning, right, with that planting.
That's absolutely right, although that's the important part of it.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the part that a lot of them need more of. So,
but that marketing and business planning and all that, you know, sometimes I think we sort of forget about that when we talk about farming. We just see the person out there in the field and forget about all of the other things that's important, just like any business.
Well, exactly, and that's really, I mean, having a solid business plan is important for any, you know, entrepreneur, and farming is no different. It's such a specialized field that it really is even more important. So when you go to your lender, you need to really have your numbers there and your ducks in a row. So we do offer those kinds of classes as well, and all of our offerings are specifically aimed at women, of course, but there are a lot of good resources out there for both genders of beginning mm-hmm. farmers. And there is also an Iowa Farmer Veteran Coalition. Levon, I'm sure you know
okay.
as well. They just had their annual conference at the Easter Seals Camp a couple of days ago and had a good turnout. So they're a great resource, and they're available on the Internet or on the web as well for folks to go and sign up for their newsletters and such.
Good. You need to go out there and find support and information. Let's talk a little more about Women, Food, and Agriculture Network. How many years has it been organized?
We were founded in 1997 down in your neck of the woods. I know you know Denise O'Brien, who was our founding mother, still an organic farmer down near Atlantic there. And she and several of her colleagues got together and really were concerned about the lack of voices of women in the sustainable agriculture movement, and particularly in the policy arena. So we were founded then, and we've grown exponentially over the last few years because of the rise in interest among women in food systems work. So we're up to nearly 4,000 members now around the country.
Scattered across the country, because I know it started out, you know, Iowa, Minnesota, sort of the contiguous states.
And our membership is still focused primarily here in the Midwest, but just more and more women are finding us on the Internet. We do have a really, you know, our website has a lot of good resources for people no matter where they live, so from all over are just looking for resources and connection with other women because they're so passionate about this work.
And the women, the people, both women and men, who support Women, Food, and Agriculture may not necessarily be the farmers themselves. You have other folks who are interested in seeing...
We do, yeah. We do a membership survey every couple of years, and normally our membership is about one-third farmers or people who want to become farmers, and the other two-thirds are really everyone else, you know, consumers, researchers, students, advocates, just anyone who really supports the idea of healthy local food systems and gender equity in agriculture.
So if somebody wanted to donate, somebody wanted to find out more about this particular grant, somebody wanted to find out just more about Women, Food, and Agriculture Network, what are some ways they might do that?
Well, they can find us certainly easily, all that information on the website. It's WFAN.org, womenfoodagnetwork.org. And you can also email us at info@WFAN.org or call me. And my number is 515-460-2477. Be happy to visit with everyone.
Lee, why are you involved with this organization? Give us just a little bit of personal background of how you got to here.
You bet. I grew up on a farm in Pocahontas County. My mom still lives on that farm. We co-own it. My dad passed away a few years ago, so grew up on a fairly conventional corn and soybean farm, but was always very much an outdoorsy person, loved being outdoors, loved all the, you know, knowing about the plants and animals. So grew up as basically an environmentally sensitive person, wanted to work with that kind of movement. So over the years, I've worked with a lot of sustainable ag and environmental nonprofit groups, and just really enjoy being able to connect women who are interested in local food systems with, you know, this network. So I live now near Ames with my husband, and we have two sons. One's away in college and one's a junior in high school. And the best part about doing this work is the wonderful people that I get to work with on a regular basis. Our board and staff and all of our members are fabulous people, so I've really enjoyed this work. I've been working with WFAN since 2008.
And you know, network is a really important word in this organization, Women, Food, and Agriculture Network, because that's what I see you doing all the time. You just mentioned some of the people you work with. You're always reaching out, stretching the network.
We are, and you know, that's something I think women in particular really need. We tend to process differently from men. We really want to work together in community. We love to learn from one another. We like to support one another in that way. So, you know, agriculture can be a fairly isolating activity, especially for rural women who are out there farming. So it's very important for them to feel connected and part of a community, even if it's mostly online. So, we're always interested in reaching out to more women. And one thing that I always like to mention, too, is that because we're a network, we don't charge dues. Anyone is at any time welcome to use all of the resources that are available.
Good point.
So we survive on grants and individual donations from people who believe in what we're doing. So we want everyone to always feel welcome. It doesn't cost anything to access our resources.
Great. Let's talk just a minute about Newman's Own Foundation. Again, Newman's, some people may not just ordinarily think about who that really is.
Yeah, well, it's such a great foundation. This is the foundation that was started by Paul Newman and his family. Paul, of course, is no longer with us, but his family has continued the mission. They give away 100% of the profits from the food company that he started years ago. A lot of people might be familiar with Newman's salad dressing, for
yes.
example. So every year they give away millions of dollars to organizations who are doing various types of community service work, and we're very fortunate to be. We were only one of only 7 projects that were funded for 2014, so we're really grateful for that.
Okay, so this is, we need women vets who are interested in farming to get in contact, find out more information about this grant that's now available in Iowa. When are, is the applications due here pretty soon, or is there not a deadline?
We're actually taking applications now for the mentorship program. You can get to those on the WFAN.org website. There really is no deadline. We'll just keep them open.
Okay.
We have all of them filled. And the business planning classes will start in February, so we'll be posting information about that and putting it out on our email list shortly. Now, that's another thing I'd like to mention is that anyone who would like to make sure they get all our announcements can go to the website and just click on Get Connected, enter your information, and you'll be on our email list, so just those announcements will come right to you.
Okay, excellent. We want to thank you very much, Lee Adcock, for bringing us up to date on this exciting project that you are doing.
Thanks so much, LaVon.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. Remember, if you need a helping hand, you will find one at the end of your arm.